How do the times that we're living in today in America make you feel? Do you have anger over what you're watching and experiencing? Has fear overtaken you because of how so much is happening so fast? That's exactly what Satan wants you to feel. For him, that is mission accomplished. Jesus talks about this in Matthew chapter 13, verses 38 and 39. The field is the world, the good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. All right, pop quiz time. Let's turn to Psalm chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. Does this sound like you? I am weary with my groaning. All night I make my bed swim. I drench my couch with my tears. My eyes wastes away because of grief. It grows old because of all my enemies. Pretty grim, isn't it? So again, the question, is that you? Maybe not every moment of every day, but are there times when what the psalmist expressed is what overtakes you? Want to learn how to respond and react? Well, you don't have to go far for those answers. They're found literally right next door to what we just read in verses 8 through 10. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity, for the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all my enemies be ashamed and greatly troubled. Let them turn back and be ashamed suddenly. So first we're instructed to pray. Pray for guidance. Pray for deliverance. Pray for empowerment to withstand and overcome. For times of prayer like this, absolute focus and specifics by you. Those are required. This is one of the reasons why Jesus gives this instruction on prayer in Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. It's that solitude which allows you to pray as we should, in total peace, free of distractions, and that's vital, because our time of prayer won't just be between God and us. Someone else plays a role in all this, someone who we need to listen for, who will be speaking to us from within ourselves. Of course, I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. This is what's revealed to us by Paul in Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. When you have the words to pray with, which will align you with the will of God, how can you fail? Oh, you might have moments of doubts, but as long as you hold on to purpose and duty to God and his word, you will be an overcomer. James explains this very well in James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Reading here, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Now, when you realize that through what we've looked at that you can stand and react to times of trouble and challenge, what's needed by you? Well, purpose, that's a good place to start. When people try to determine a purpose, they look at themselves first. Bad idea. Oh, that's not me saying that. It's what we were taught in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21. There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand. Direction, that's a key part of enduring and overcoming. The path we take will determine the outcome of what we do. We've all seen people react to things that trouble them with violence, other criminal acts. You can't defeat the darkness of Satan by adding more darkness. This is what Jesus tells us. In John chapter 12, verses 35 and 36, then Jesus said to them, a little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. Paul adds even more detail to that instruction. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh, but the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. It all comes down to anchoring yourself in truth that adheres to the word and the will of God. Carry that truth with you. Speak that truth without ceasing. Take peaceful action in that truth in full faith, and you will endure, you will overcome, and you will put down the works of Satan as one who is approved by God. I'll conclude with 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness.